Sudevasutam devam kamsajamuramardhanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagatgurum krishnam vande jagatgurum. So chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita started with a question by Arjuna. O Lord, tell me the essence of Tyag and Sannyas. So what is the essence of Tyag and Sannyas? Tyag means renunciation of fruit of action. Fruit of action, is it not physical renunciation? It's not giving up your paycheck at the end of month. No, it's not that. Renunciation of fruit of action means don't crave for a specific fruit. If you are craving for a specific fruit, then the disappointment will come. And what is sannyas? Sannyas is the renunciation of ego. Renunciation of ego means I am not karta, I am akarta. So the starting point for any sadhak is to renounce fruit of action, and the goal is to reach sannyas, renunciation of ego. So what ought to be done? Many people ask this question. What is the takeaway point from this Bhagavad Gita? Tell me something practical. Practical batao kuch. We see Lord is only giving everything practical. Problem with us is that we understand the science behind it also, we have got no doubt about it, but still we don't apply in our life. The problem is there. Like Lord said, what you should do, yajna dana tapah karma na tyajyam karyameva tatah. This is your duty, you have to do this thing. Yajnam danam tapah. If you don't do in this life, you have to wait for another human birth. Why? Because we all have got the vasana which is covering our true nature. And we have to know our true nature. And the blockage is the vasana. So we have to do it. Lord says, yajna dana tapascharya pavanani manishani. Pavanani, they purify. And we have seen many times there are only two basic steps to reach the goal. One is the purification of the mind and other is to get knowledge. So purification is to be done first. How the purification will happen? He said, you do the yajna, dana, tapa. I'm not going to explain these terms. We have already seen in detail. Then he says, Tyag is also three types. Why Lord is saying again and again, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas? If you are in the Raju and Tamagun, you are under the cycle of birth and death. If you follow the Sattva path, you will reach your goal. You will get moksha. You will get liberation. So in the case of Tyag, Rajasic and Tamasic Tyag, Lord said, if you don't do your duty, what is duty? Kartavya karma. What is my kartavya karma? We all have got a duty to our own self. We have got a duty toward our family, to the society, to the state and country and universe. If you leave your duty, if you don't do your duty toward all these, then it is tamasic or rajasic. We are not going to differentiate now because we have already discussed. What is sattvic tyag? This is you have to take. When the Lord is saying sattvic tyag, the sattvic tyagi or the seeker is not renouncing his kartavya karma. He is doing kartavya karma because it is my duty to do it. I have got no choice whether I like it or I don't like it. I have to do it. But where is the renunciation? Renunciation is in mind, inside, sangam tyaktva and now this we should memorize, sangam tyaktva and phalam tyaktva. If you are doing sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva, then you are a tyagi. Lord says, I will call you a tyagi. You have started your journey toward me. So why you have to do this sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva? Sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva is to be done for the purification of mind. Must. You have to do it. Many people run away from their duty. Nobody wants to pay state tax or federal tax. Here everything is computerized. You cannot do hanky-manky. But in India, many people, they do the cash transactions and this and that, and they can manage their affair. Because nobody wants to give tax to the government. Nahi dena hai. But here says it is your duty. You are forced to do it. If you don't do it, you will face problem. Consequence will come. Penalty will come. They will charge you interest. Everything. Lot of things. They will get their share money. They will get. So sangam takta phalam takta chaiva sa tyaga sattviko mata. That is sattvik tyaga. So it is not renunciation of action, it is renunciation inside. Then you become sattvic person. And when you continue this way, what will happen? Slowly your mind will get purified and Lord will arrange for satsang for you. Even attending of satsang is also, truly speaking, is not in your hand. Only when there is sufficient punya, you are entitled to enter this hall. Otherwise, no. How do you say that? Lord has said, for doing any karma, five things are required. And in which one factor is the devta, which we never give that importance. The devta is also there. I want to attend satsang, but devta doesn't want. What will happen? You will not come to satsang. If you are attending satsang, know it for sure that Lord has also consented. He has also given permission. That is why you are here. Suppose I don't want to do this tyaga, sattvik tyaga, phalam takva and sangam takva. I am not doing that. At this point of time, we are not doing it. We all are doing karma. Lord has not suggested any specific karma for all of us. He has only said, do whatever you are doing, but how? Phalam tyaktva sangam tyaktva. That will purify your mind. If you don't do, इसे अनिष्टम इष्टम मिश्रम च त्रिविधम कर्मणा फलम भवति अत्यागी नाम अत्यागी वो इज नॉट त्यागी और यू बिकम त्यागी फलम त्यक्त्वा संगम त्यक्त्वा इफ यू फॉलो फलम त्यक्त्वा संगम त्यक्त्वा यू आर त्यागी इफ यू आर नॉट फॉलोइंग यू आर अत्यागी व्हाट विल हैपन टू माई ऑल कर्म ऑल साकाम कर्म विल गिव यू फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन इट मे बी इष्ट इट मे बी पुण्य इट मे बी अनिष्ट इट इज अ पाप और इट कैन बी ए मिश्रित कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ दोज टू That also we have seen in detail earlier. So you have to take rebirth to enjoy and suffer your karma phal, your fruit of action. Then he said, how can you do the karma? Three ways. Kaya, vacha, mansa. By body, by speech and by mind. And you can do nyayam va viparitam. Nyayam is according to the scripture or adharmic karma, not following the scripture you are doing. Truly speaking, don't get frightened. Continue to come in the Gita class. Let me tell you, we are all doing viparit karma. How do you say viparit karma? Nyayam. First thing I will ask you, have you studied the scripture? Answer is no. How do you know what is dharma, what is adharma? You don't know. How to do action? It is said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Have we studied? No. Nahi malum hai. So what we are doing is, we are doing our duty. We are doing our duty, but without knowing the art of doing duty. What is the art of doing duty? Phalam tyaktva, sangam tyaktva. That will help you to evolve. Then some people say, no, 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 I am not the doer. Who is the doer? Atma is the doer. The Lord says they are durmati. From durmati to sumati, if you want to come to durmati to sumati, the steps are na hankrito bhava, buddhi yasena lipate. Two conditions you have to fulfill. Na hankara bhava. No ego. And we have already seen consciousness plus ego is equal to Are you here? Consciousness plus ego is equal to
Jiva.
Now Jiva minus ego is equal to
consciousness.
So what we have to do? We have to remove consciousness to reach remove ego to reach to consciousness. Yeah. Minus ego is equal to consciousness. With ego, we are jiva. That is the last step. Nahankrita bhava. That is the sannyas. You remember the definition of sannyas? The definition of sannyas is renunciation of ego. That is the last thing. But the starting point is the tyaga. We have to start with the tyaga. This is the take-home point. Then he said that there are three impulses for action and three basics of action. Jnanam gyam parikyata trividha karma chodana. These are all the impulses. Because of these three, we act in the world. And what is the basis of the action? It is said karnam karma karteti. These are the basics of action. And out of these six, Lord has picked up jnanam karma karta cha tridhaiva guna bhedata. This jnanam karma cha karta tridhaiva guna bhedata. They also have got three types. What are the three types? Sattvik, rajasik and tamasik. We all are rajasic and tamasic. That is manufacturing defect. Lord has made us all rajasic and tamasic. We also have got sattvagun, but we call it malin sattvagun. That malin sattvagun is not sufficient to know our true nature. That is why we are not able to know our true nature. that is self. We all have got that self, Atman or the Brahman we have got. But we don't know. In the case of Jnanam, it was said, Sarva Bhutesu Yenaikam Bhavam Abhyam Ichchate. Sarva Bhutesu. Sarva Bhut means what? Shankaracharya says, Abhyakta Adi Sthavar Antesu. Starting from unmanifest to the grossest. In each and everything, you can divide the whole thing in two parts, sentient and inert. Then there is unmanifest also. The Prakriti was first unmanifest, there was no creation, only the Lord alone was there. Then after that the creation started. One day this whole creation will end also. So he says from abhyakta, from the unmanifest to the grossest thing, whatever we see, ekam bhavam abhyam ichchate, ek bhav you have to see. What is that ek bhav? Shankaracharya says ekam bhavam means atma, seeing ek vastu in each and everything. What is common in each and every being? What is common in the inert and sentient? It is existence. That existence you can't see with your eyes. But with the third eye, you can understand the isness is everywhere. If your third eye open means if your vision change, you will be able to see the existence everywhere. Nothing can exist without existence. Only vision has to be changed. And many times I have said, a jnani sees the naam roop only, he is not able to see the existence. And what is the difference between jnani and a jnani? Jnani sees existence first, naam roop next. And it is many times explained by Mahatma like this. When we go to the jewelry shop, we see the ornament, naam roop only. Oh, this is necklace, this is ring, this is that. We see only the naam roop. But if any goldsmith enters in that jewelry shop, he will see everywhere gold. For him, the naam roop is second. So sarvabhuteshu yenekam bhavam abhyam ikshate. Ikshate means seeing. Ekam bhavam. One thing which is common in everything. And what is the nature of that common thing? Abhyam. Abhyam means it never decays, modifies or destroyed. Atman never decays. Atma kabhi old nahi hota hai. Atma is not born, it will not die, it is one and the same without modification. Abhyam, there is no vyay. Abhivaktam vivaktesu, vivaktesu means each person is different from another. Vivakta, we see only the differences. But he is abhivakta, undivided among the all divided beings. In each and every being that common factor is there. But there is no division in that. Don't say that Atman is cut, I have got an Atman which is of this size. Abhivakta. Without any division. Taj jnanam viddhi sattvikam. If you have got a jnanam, the knowledge this way, then it is sattvik jnanam. So what we have to do? We also have to find out the common factor in each and every being. Find out the common factor. And you are that. Tad jnanam viddhi sattvikam. This is sattvik jnan. But in case you are seeing differences, prithak tena tu yad jnanam nana bhavan prithak vidhan. You are seeing differences everywhere. You want to maintain your identity only, I am this much. Then what is happening? You are building walls, not bridges. If you are seeing differences in each and every person and being and objects of the world, that means you are creating, you are building walls. It's not a bridge. What is the bridge? Bridge is the seeing the oneness in each and everything. To maintain my identity, I am ready to harm others also. This is Rajasic. If you are seeing oneness everywhere, there will be love. We see oneness in our whole body, although the hands are not leg, legs are not eyes, eyes are not ears. They are all different. But still we think this whole body is me. Therefore we love each and every part or limbs of our body. Similarly, if I start seeing that the whole world is nothing but the Lord Himself in different form, and that is me. So there is no difference between the self in me and self in you, it's one and same. From that standpoint, if I see, then I will be loving each and every person, every being, or any object of the world. Lord has given different shapes and sizes for different functions. Each and every being of the world has got a function. They are required in this world. The seeing oneness is the sattvic vision, sattvic jnana. And if you are seeing differences, it is rajasic. What is tamasic? Sloka number 22.
Yatu Krishna Vade Kasmin.
Yatu Krishna Vade Kasmin.
Kare Saktamahaitukam.
Kare Saktamahaitukam.
Atatvarthavadalpamcha.
Atatvarthavadalpamcha.
Tattamasamudare.
Beyond that, like one may say, me and my family is God, that's all. So serving my family is serving God. For them the limitation is only family. They can't see beyond that. Someone may say, think the money is God. And they work very hard to earn money. Acha, if money is God, can you buy bhakti devotion with the money? Can you buy love with the money? Can you get atma jnana with the money? How money can be God? No doubt money is required. But money can never become God. Some things the action is God. continuously doing action, 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 action. They think doing action is only God. No. By action you will get something, fruit of action you will get, but all, everything is changing and perishable you will get. And we have seen many times, by action you can never get Atma. Ekasmin. Some attached to the buddhi, attached to the body, they don't think about pran, man and buddhi also. I am telling that we all are in this tamasic gyan. How? We are pampering, nourishing this body. Have we ever thought that we have got the impure mind that is to be cleaned? This mind goes, if I don't get realization in this life, this mind will go into another body, same mind. And in other forms, you cannot clean your mind. Nothing can you do. All actions you have to do in the human birth only. If you lose this chance, you have lost. Thereby, at many places, our Upanishads say that you have committed atmahatya, you have committed suicide. Because you missed the golden opportunity in this life, you could have known your own true nature. But we all are far, far away from it because of this jnana. And how are we? We all are asu. Asur means? Asusu ramante iti asur. Those who rebel in the sense object are all asur. By that definition, we all are asur because we all rebel in the sense objects. No doubt we need something from the anatma. We need to keep this body because the body is also anatma. But the most of the people, they don't go beyond the body. Only they think up to the body only. Some are attached to the pratima also. Bhagwan is limited in Lord Krishna only. They will fight with the Saivites. Shiva Bhakta will say, no, Shiva is the Supreme Lord. Vaishnava Bhakta will say, no, Vishnu Bhagwan. One Murti. If you say Jesus is only Savior, Jesus only Savior, tamasic gyan limited. Okay, when you say this in one Murti, I think only in the form of Lord Krishna, Lord Rama or Lord Shiva, only is that much. But don't we say that the God is creator? Ask these people who have got this limited vision that the Lord is only in the Shiva or in the Vishnu, Murti. God is creator. Is the Murti a creator or created? Very simple thing to understand. Murti is created, it's not a creator. Does that mean, should we stop worshipping, doing puja? No, not that way. Rather, we have to do the puja. Why puja is to be done? For the purification of mind is to be done. But this vision, the Lord is only this much in this murti, that is not good. And they fight also. Vaishnavite and Shivite, they fight also. They say, my Bhagwan is superior. He says, my Bhagwan is superior. They are fighting. Some do the abhishek. There are many people who do the abhishek. Say, abhishek of, say, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is abhishek priya. If you do the abhishek, he is very happy. He will grant you whatever you want.
Abhishek Priya. So if somebody does Abhishek, but don't look after the thirsty people. Limited. Sant Eknath, he collected water from Gangotri. And he thought, I will take this water all the way down to Rameswaram and put that water on the Sivalinga. On the way, he found one donkey dying, thirsty. He gave the water to the donkey. Now no water left. He got the vision of the Lord, yeah? You have really done this thing. But many people have got this very limited vision. If I do this, then it's okay. If I don't do this, ekasmin karya saktam. Then Lord here says, it is ahaitukam. There is no logical reasoning behind it, what they are doing. If they say, no, the Lord is only in this form, there is no logic. How can you say the Lord is only in the murti? He's not outside. He's everywhere. There is no logic or reasoning in their thinking. Atattvarth, there is no tattvai also there. And alpam. Alpam means their vision is limited. Their fruit of action also will be limited. So Lord is not approving the tamasic gyan, rajasic gyan. So what vision we should have? Sattvic gyan. What is sattvic gyan? Seeing oneness in all beings. That will broaden our vision. Slowly, 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 slowly it will broaden. But if you are limited to ekasmin, ekasmin means limited to one, then vision is very, very narrow vision. If you are seeing different, he or she is different from me, then you are building walls in between each being, each person. But the sattvic gyan is a bridge. Seeing oneness in all is a bridge. But we make the division, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, different type. Then division according to the country, division according to the religion, division according to the color of the skin. We say black, white, brown. These are all divisions. This is all Rajasic Gyan. What is Sattvic Gyan? This is my duty. I have to do it, whether I like it or I don't like it. Apply in your home. Starting point is your home. You have got a duty toward your spouse and children. It may be painful also. But still you have to do your duty. How? Phalam taktva, sangam taktva. Lord has given me these circumstances, good or bad. And who is responsible for these circumstances? My karma. I am getting my fruit of action. Through my relatives, through my children, through my spouse. If you are happy, you have done good karma. You are getting happiness through them. If you are unhappy, who is responsible? But we always say, we point our fingers on others. He is responsible for my sorrow. But with the sattvic gyan, go on serving. Because Lord has said very clearly, you have to do your duty. Why I have to do my duty? Because I have to remove this, I have to clean this. This can be clean only in human birth. In no other birth you can clean it. That is sattvika. Then after that, Lord will take another topic, which we will take up on. Karmana trividam ucchate. Three types of karma we will take. Sattvic karma, rajasic karma and tamasic karma. We will take this set of three in our next session.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namah Hari Om.